Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Morag Barrett is here. Morag is the founder and the CEO of Sky Team. She's the author of Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships. Also, her other book is called The Future Proof Workplace, and we're going to talk about something that we need to adjust our thinking on right now compared to last year. Morag Barrett, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Nice to speak to you again. Happy New Year, sir.
It's good to have you back. Morag has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 6 years. Morag, what I was telling the audience that after 2008, after the financial crisis of 2008, created by Wall Street, 100% by Wall Street, in 2009, about this time in 2009, I was telling small business owners that you have one goal, one single goal that you cannot divert from in 2009, and that is to survive and to open your doors January 1, 2010. So about April of 2020, I revised that goal, and I said, okay, in 2020, you have one goal, and that's open your doors in 2021, January 2021. So here we are now. We have a new year. I think we probably need to start thinking about expanding our goal setting. What do you think?
I do, because I think 2020 was a year, and I know from my own company the same, we had no idea what was facing us. And so it was reactive. And to your point, it was keeping the lights on and reacting as new information came to light, what felt like hourly and daily. Mm-hmm. And here we are in January 2021, and thankfully, all of us, we may have a few battle scars, but we've made it through. But the end isn't here yet. We've got a few more months of this, and who knows beyond that. But at least we have now a foundation where, to your point, we can broaden our horizons and start to respond and plan versus react and be taken along by the wave that was hitting us.
Well, and
so, yes, the point
that I've tried to make is that last year we were in an adrenaline sprint, and we were all trying to make the most of whatever was happening and expecting it to be over soon. Well, now we know that it isn't going to be over soon. We're still having some of the issues, but we may have some of this the rest of our lives. And so now we've settled in more into a marathon pace, and the fundamentals around that marathon pace, that's how around which we need to set our goals, right?
Yes. So it's about resilience, and the work that I'm doing with many of the leaders around the world is. And there was a great Harvard Business Review article that came out recently, and the title was How to Lead When, well, essentially the message was, how do you lead when you're tired, and how do you lead others when the world is tired? And so resilience is not necessarily about adding more goals to the to-do list. It's being strategic about both how do you maintain focus on the goals that are helping your business to stay in business and to grow, but also how do you step away from the business? How do you focus on you, your own wellness, your own stamina, your own running form, so that you can have a better chance of still being in this race in 2022 and beyond?
And one of the things that I try to do around here is break things down into their simplest components, and to try to find the kernel of the issue, and then build from that. And I said this in the last hour. I've said this 1,000 times, maybe 10,000 times in the last 24 years, and that is that whatever you're supposed to be doing, whatever goals you're supposed to be setting, however resilient you're supposed to be, 100% of that is based on what your customers expect from you. What do you think?
I agree. So ask. And if you aren't sure, you need to be asking and asking frequently, because their needs may have changed, both in what they're wanting from you or how they're wanting. I mean, think about how our buying demographic has changed and everything, mm-hmm. or a lot has moved online. So how do you respond to that? And so for me, I was just saying to you, Jim, I realize there's a pattern. Every year I go on a rant against New Year's resolutions and big, hairy, audacious goals. They all have a place in planning, but I've chunked it down to as simple as the one thing. And not only have I chunked it down to what's the one thing I need to be focusing on, it's what's the one thing I'm going to do today. So I'm not going to overwhelm myself with the elephant of 365 days and the full year. It's just what's one thing I can do today to help move Sky Team forward. What's the one thing I can hold my coaching
from? Digital transformation, whatever it may be. It's identifying the one thing that you can do. And it's, I think it's important to for small business owners, we have to say, okay, what is it that I can accomplish and put to bed? What can I put a bow on at the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the month? What can I put a bow on that I can start today that's within my bandwidth and my budget? What do you think?
Oh, I agree. And also what's within my bandwidth and within my budget, which also includes who can I ask for help so that mm-hmm. you don't feel alone. And last spring, I launched a series of Monday calls, castaway calls, I call them, for small business owners. So much like the service you provide, it's that feeling in March as we were all that reacting and the adrenaline rush was, oh dear, it's just me. Well, those calls were an opportunity for small business owners to recognize that, no, the fear you might be feeling or the uncertainty about how to respond, it wasn't just you, and we supported each of our businesses through the maelstrom that was 2020. So if you're thinking about what can you do and what's within your budget, think about who's in your network and who can you lean on as well so that you don't have to go it alone.
Right, absolutely. So when we come back, let's mm-hmm. offer some specifics. Let's get into a little bit more specifics on what we can do.
Yeah.
And folks, I really want to encourage you, and I know I sound like I'm a broken record here, but I know that you're not asking your customers enough questions, because I know you. I know how you are. I know how small business owners operate. You can't presume what they know. You have to ask them, get them to tell you out of their mouths. And if you can't, if they won't, then you don't have a good enough relationship with them. And that would be your next goal. Build a better relationship with them so they'll talk to you. Right back with more.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.